Performing artists do what they can to support the causes they believe in, and they're lucky, in a way, to have a gift to share through benefit concerts. Keith Haugen and his wife Carmen, longtime Hawaii entertainers, have enlisted a group of like-minded friends again this year for the 7th annual Peace on Earth concert. This one's at the Hawaii Theater, with the artists giving their time for the fight against kidney disease and lupus, and Keith is with us this morning. Good morning, Keith.
Good morning, Chris.
You know, it is kind of a benefit of being a performer, don't you think, to be able to say, okay, I'll do a show for this purpose and raise some money that you might not be able to just write a check for.
It is. And, you know, over the years since we started this, we called on a lot of our friends to come in and perform, and each show is different every year. But the Kidney Foundation 3 years ago decided they wanted to be a part of this, and they came in and started helping. And what they've done is offer an honorarium to the performers, mm-hmm. because they also feel that we shouldn't all donate our time all the time, mm-hmm. you know. So it's kind of nice, but it's impossible to pay all these performers what they're worth, but they do go home with something in their
pocket. Bus fare anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's more the gesture than anything else, but from the performers, it's a gesture from them, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And in fact, you know, being an entertainer, and you can appreciate this, we're asked often to perform, and we rarely say no.
Yeah.
If it fits in our schedule, we go out and perform for many worthwhile causes around town.
I think it's one of the privileges, don't you?
I do, too. I think so. And, you know, everybody in the community should contribute something to the community. And this is one way that entertainers can do it that most others cannot.
Well, you know, there's so many problems in society that seem insoluble or daunting at best. And you frequently hear, what can I do? But the answer is there is always something, isn't there?
There is. And in the case of entertainers, they've got something special to offer because people want to hear them and they're willing to come out and spend an evening enjoying the music or something. They contribute something that nobody else in town can contribute.
Yeah, and you're offering, it's not a trip to the dentist. It's an evening of entertainment, right?
Actually, no, I like going to the dentist because when I leave, I'm always in better shape than when I went in.
I'm always glad it's over, too.
Yeah.
Well, who are your fellow performers this year?
Well, every year we kick off our concert with an orchestra, a big band, if you will, led by our son Stanton. And every year except one we missed, we were in a facility where they wouldn't allow the big band. But that's a big come on, and people ask us to repeat it. They want a Hanaho, they like that band. So we put them on for like 40 minutes at the beginning of the concert, doing big band music, jazz music, classical, you name it, you know, a real variety. And this year we're following that with Gary Aiko and the Islanders. Gary's a very prominent entertainer in Waikiki for more than half a century. And
sure.
Eldest son of Hawaiian music icon Antigenoa Keawe.
Mm-hmm.
And he's joined by Alana Kaka and Kaipua Singh. And then the Carmen Haugen Quartet, which is a regular feature in every concert. We go on after that. And after an intermission, we're turning the entire second half of the evening over to Willie Kay, which is like a dream come true for us to get Willie to be our headliner. He's one of the biggest draws in Hawaii and one of the greatest entertainers I've ever heard anywhere. And so having Willie Kay is a huge plus for us this year.
One of the things that Willie brings to the table is amazing versatility, doesn't he?
Yes. There isn't anything he can't do. I always describe him as the greatest all-around entertainer because you might have a particular artist that you like that sings well or a good musician or a good comedian or something, but Willie encompasses every aspect of entertaining. He's just a consummate performer.
Well, you know, given that you and Carmen are the producers, that sends a signal to a lot of people that it's going to have an emphasis on the traditional and the done right.
Thank you.
Is that an accurate characterization? I don't think that's not an exaggeration.
We throughout the year we listen to other performers, some we've known for many years, some we've never heard, and we select people who are going to be in the next concert, and that's one of the things that we're always concerned with. We want to have it done right.
Mm-hmm.
And if they're doing Hawaiian, we pick acts to do Hawaiian correctly. If we pick jazz, we pick someone who's very prominent in the field of jazz. Last year, our headliners were Janai and Pierre Grill.
There you go.
The year before, our headliner was Dennis Kamakahi.
Mm-hmm.
And these are people who are well known and well recognized by their peers and by the public. And we're just thrilled that they will come in and be a part of our evening.
When you say Hawaiian music done right, and you've always been an advocate for that, music and language done right, why is that important, Keith?
Well, it's important because so few people can share what is done right. It's easy to copy someone else, and even those who are emulating a great performer or something oftentimes don't have the command of the language or the knowledge of the music. Right now, we're very lucky to have an awful lot of good musicians who are specializing in slack key guitar, for instance, or ukulele and so on. And they might be great at what they're doing, but not terribly Hawaiian. And so if we want something Hawaiian, we're going to look specifically for someone who is. But a lot of times we include things that are totally out of the Hawaiian genre for our concerts. And we've had country, we've had classical, we've had just about every type of music in there. And for instance, we're hoping one year to have Jake Shimabukuro, even though he doesn't play a lot of Hawaiian music, but he's certainly a genius on that ukulele.
Isn't he though?
He's probably the best known performer from Hawaii. I hear, in terms of exposure to the world and that, I mean, his name rings a bell right up there with Kamehameha Nui and Kalakaua and Don Ho and Alfred Apaka, you know.
Keith, the common thread, I mean, when you say you want Hawaiian done right, if you want country, you want it done right, but the common thread being done right.
That's right. Thank you.
That's kind of your curatorial function.
You and
Carmen. But at the same time, I think you're in a position to promise that, given the people that you've got, don't you?
We are. We're in a wonderful position to do that, and with the help of the Kidney Foundation backing us there, they say, you know, give us the best that you can get.
Yeah.
And this year, we were very fortunate. We didn't ask Willie. Willie asked the Kidney Foundation if he could be a part of their program. He wanted to be a spokesman for the Kidney Foundation, and he wanted to perform, and so we grabbed him right away and made him the headliner.
And that's exactly what we were talking about earlier, Keith, the whole performer's privilege, if you will.
Yeah. And, you know, it's nice to get someone of Willie's stature who's willing to come in from Maui and spend a couple of days in Honolulu to do a concert. And we really don't care what kind of music Willie does.
It'll be good, no question.
He can do opera, he can do jazz, he can do blues, he can do country, he can do Hawaiian. Whatever he wants to do,
surprise me, right, Keith?
Yeah.
Thanks very much for coming on the show this morning.
Oh, it's our pleasure.
Keith Haugen and his wife Carmen are the producers and two of the performers at the 7th Annual Peace on Earth Concert, June 7th at the Hawaii Theater in downtown Honolulu. Learn more from our website, hpr2.org.